Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm your host, Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Swiggly Bracket, say hi. This week, we're going to be talking about fucking partying, bro.
Yeah, fucking.
Hell yeah.
How to party fucking correctly with fucking style.
Absolutely. We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the beer smokers and weed drinkers, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to have to go to the podcast graveyard, where you will have to dry heave for all eternity. The ultimate punishment.
I don't know if I've ever, like, drive heaved while I drank. I feel like it's just like a wet heave. Is that a thing?
I think that's just normal vomiting.
Is that just normal vomiting? Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, a wet heave.
I don't do middle ground. It's either fucking it's on or it's off.
Oh my god. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you like throwing up. Dude, I like throwing up too, man. Throwing up is like, it's a pretty big part of drinking, right? It's
one
might even say one of the quintessential parts of
I wish,
drinking experience.
I really wish it wasn't, but it's really there. It's really fucking, it's in the top 10 things just fucking with drinking. It's fucking really bombing it up.
What do you mean? What do you mean top 10 things, bro? What are the other fucking 9 top things?
What do you mean? There's a couple of things. There's like, you get hiccups.
Top 10 things while drinking.
There's fucking like,
number one.
God, recently I've been getting fucking acid reflux. That's it's a bad time.
Acid reflux.
Acid reflux. Number two.
Oh my god. Dude, I would love to see like a fucking, like a video aimed at like fucking 13-year-olds. We were like 14 when we started drinking, right? That's kind of that fucked up, if you think about it.
We were definitely of age in whatever country that whoever is listening to this podcast
No,
talked to my lawyer.
We were fucking, we were very big into underage drinking, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's,
and we had many complicit parties who are definitely suable right now because they're of age, dude. But like, we weren't at the time, man. They're the ones who are...
I
at risk of going for fucking prison.
I don't know how we got a whole suitcase of Cronenberg, but it happened. And fuck, we did tag team like throwing up, and like that was fucking that was a pinnacle moment of my fucking childhood. It was fucking
that wasn't
tag
Cronenberg,
team vomit.
Dude. That was fucking Tuborg.
Yeah, the Borg,
The Borg. Ah, oh, fuck! I can still see those fucking red cans, dude. Special edition.
I've never actually finished like a centurion. Well, like if anyone wants to know what a centurion is, it's you drink a one shot of beer for every minute in an hour. Like I feel like I haven't done it in a while. So like I feel like I could go do.
Yes.
Like I'm older, I know more. I could fucking power through that centurion.
Yeah, dude. I think I did one when I was at Peter's house. I guess that was like 2013. Fuck, that was a long time ago.
Oh, don't put dates into
oh,
this.
Oh shit,
I'll age like fucking 5 years as soon as like every time you say that.
Dang, dude, just playing fucking Halo 4 and doing centurions.
Oh fuck, that's gonna be us in fucking a retirement home. We're just gonna fucking do centurions and play fucking Halo and like a fucking CRT.
Oh my god.
That's what
god.
I'm looking forward to.
Dude, that's... we always talk about it, right? Like, the fucking old person's fucking gaming old person's home, like... Just, like, fucking Xboxes with Halo 2 on them and shit. Fucking rockets only.
Yeah, it's all fucking OG Xboxes and fucking LAN parties and fucking, like,
oh
Windows XP or some shit.
Oh, I can't wait to be fucking put in a home, dude.
What do you mean?
Can you imagine just like, yo, welcome to the fucking gamer house? All these fucking 85-year-old people just like fucking, yo, what up, dude?
Oh my god, I can't wait for fucking 2040 when they rename retirement homes to fucking gamer house. That'd be incredible.
Gamer house.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, people? Welcome to the fucking retirement home, bitch. We in this shit.
We had to take Grandpapa to the gamer house up the street. We couldn't handle him anymore.
I'm sorry, Grandfather. Your KD is just too low.
No, no, please. I promise. I'll break even. Please. I'm just having a dry streak, dude.
Sorry, Grandpa. You just can't 360 like you could, man. Sorry, chump. Like,
dude, I don't think I've broken even in my whole life.
I think my KD on average is like 0.9, unfortunately, so not that great. I don't know. What have you been up to today, man? What have you been up to this week? Anything fucking sweet? Anything fucking extreme?
I haven't done anything extreme in a fucking while. Like, God. Like, since the event, social gatherings have been in kind of fucking new time low. So, like, I haven't gone to a house party in some time. I think I'm pretty rusty.
That's right, dude. Just, like, you know, regular human interaction is... It takes some practice.
Yeah, like, I've only had, like, fucking some, like, online interaction. You know, like you're like, Skyping people, you're Zooming some people.
Well, hold on, what do you mean? You were like, literally using Skype for something? Is that what you mean?
No. I was just saying, so it was, like, you know, so I'm sure someone out there still fucking uses Skype. Like, I don't even have it on my computer. I don't remember the last time I logged into Skype, just, so I don't have to fucking tear up my fucking my young person card.
Oh my god!
Which is fucking it's getting there. All the edges are frayed. It's fucking like disintegrating in my wallet.
Dude, we're fucking right on the cusp, man. We're right on the cusp.
Yeah, fucking living on the edge, boy.
Oh shit, dude. To be honest, do you remember College Humor, right? The website, or like, sorry, the YouTube channel, I guess. Right now,
does it still exist? I thought they all, like, moved on to their own thing. Like, it fucking, like, disintegrated.
Yeah, I think their original writers, most of the original writers moved on, but they have, like, you know, new casts and stuff over the years. And the reason why I brought up you talking about Skyping was they just released a video. I forgot who the writer was. He's actually really funny. But he has, like, a series of videos where he plays the part of a CEO of a company. And, like, he's always, like, breaking down and saying, like, oh, what's wrong? You know, there's always something wrong. It's always something fucked up. So this guy, he had a video very recently. I watched, I was just thinking out of the blue, like, I wonder what Colin Schumer is doing fucking right now. And I used to watch their videos, like, a couple of years ago. And he had this fucking very funny video about Skype. Because, like you said, you just use the word Skyping, right? To, like, as, like, the actual, like, brand name of Skype is, like, the act. It becomes the verb, right? To call somebody over the internet.
Yeah, but now it's, like, fucking Zooming. Like, God.
Yeah, dude, nobody fucking uses Skype anymore, yeah. Man. It's just Zoom, dude. Even now, we're talking on fucking Zoom right now, dude.
I know, but, like, fuck. Where I live, you can't even fucking use Skype. Like, it's fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's
yeah.
Fucked up. But, like, God... I don't want to fucking date myself. Yeah, fucking, I'll become cringe, as like the fucking Gen Zers would say. I don't want to become cringe. I don't want that. I want to be fucking poggers.
That's cringe, bro. That's cringe, bro. Oh my god.
Okay, should we podcast?
Wait. Why don't you ask me what I did with my week, though?
Oh,
first,
fuck. I was just saying, okay, so what are you doing with your week?
I have a couple of friends who have some dirt bikes. So, one of my buddies, he's got the biggest one. It's a 350cc. We got another buddy with like 100 and 150 or 200 or something. And I have a friend with a 250. He just got a 250 Honda. Definitely the dirt bike or even motorcycle you should not learn on if, one, like me, you don't know how to ride a bicycle. And two, the last time you're on a motorized two-wheeled vehicle, you crashed into a sandbank. So obviously I took my buddy's 250cc Honda dirt bike for a test.
I swear, and, like, every single fucking dirt bike I've seen is a fucking Honda. Like, do they fucking make them outside of Honda?
Here in Europe, we actually have quite a few varieties of dirt bike, as you would, we call them pit bikes here in the UK. Yes.
Wait. They call them fucking pit bikes?
Aren't they what, isn't that what they're called? No, sorry. I think pit bikes is another name for, like, mini motos.
What the fuck? Did they have, like, a fucking tournament that was like, yeah, we'll fucking put them in the hole, the fucking duel in the pit bikes?
Dude, the pit. Put them in the pit.
Yeah, put them in the pit.
I mean, they have that, like, that what is it? That fucking sphere of doom or whatever the fuck, where the motorcyclist... drive in a sphere?
Like... Oh, I've seen people do that. It's so fucking crazy. Like, I've seen, yeah, like, the fucking sphere of doom, and then, like, they, like, lower half, so it was just like the fucking top half with like the person like fucking spinning around, fucking like
holy shit. Oh yeah. Anyway, I crashed that 250cc dirt bike. Oh, my tibia really hurts, dude.
What, did you fucking break it?
No, I didn't break it, but I accidentally let go of the clutch, and I fucking did a wheelie and fucking fell off the front.
Ah, dude, I'm fucking brittle. I'd fucking disintegrate if I fucking touched a bike.
Dude, fuck dirt bikes. I'll learn next time, but like... they're fucking... I knew they were very torquey, and I was literally giving it like 1 millimeter on the fucking throttle, but I didn't know that the fucking... the clutch, dude... also does some shit with the power, bro. I thought it was just for changing gears, but
I I don't really have like, fuck, I can't relate. Like the only time I've been on like a fucking motorcycle is when I was blind drunk. I fucking smashed my phone.
They like, oh, they fuck, fucking, I they forgot fucking your took, wedding, dude.
Yeah, they fucking took me back to my hotel room.
God. Holy shit. Just some random dude's like, hey, you want to ride back to your fucking hotel room, Mr. Groom? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you look like you should be in a fucking, are you at the wedding? And I was like, yeah, dude. And then you fucking, like, as soon as I got back, you looked at my phone and was like, do you have a fucking equalizer on your phone? Because my phone was fucking freaking out.
I think you must have dropped your phone on the way to the fucking moped, and you had like a little fucking light bar at the bottom of your screen to roll the grass and all the glass and fall in.
I remember fucking like skipping like a couple of steps and fucking falling into a bush, and then it must have fucking shattered in that bush.
Oh my god.
Okay, so should we podcast?
Yeah, dude, go
should
ahead.
Should we podcast?
Let's podcast right now.
Yeah, I think it's time to podcast. Fucking. Put our fucking sad bike stories out of the way and fucking just stop podcasting.
Yeah, dude. Tell me, please tell me, what is your idea for this week's episode of The Witchcast?
Okay, so I was thinking of doing like a house party etiquette episode, or at least like pitch it out there, you know, do a pitch for a podcast on house party etiquette. And like, you know, like people are starting to leave their houses again after, you know, the event, or, you know, like... How whenever someone's listening to this, you know, like in their fucking history books of like the event and when it happened. But like, you know, we have to fucking teach people how to function in social situations anymore. You know, like you go to someone's house, they're broing down or having a fucking party. But like, you know, like how do you really interact with people anymore? Like, fuck, like, I don't know.
That is true. Humans are known to devolve, dude, right? Once they are separated from human contact.
I've definitely fucking devolved. All I know is how to fucking get drunk on fucking Zoom now. That's my fucking modus operandi.
Oh, right. Your MO.
Yeah, my MO. My MO is fucking getting smashed on Zoom.
Right. Hold on. Hold that thought, dude. Hold getting smashed in Zoom 1 second, dude. I'm just gonna have to pee again, okay?
Oh god, that looked like the seal broke.
I gotta pee, dude. I broke the seal.
Did the seal break? Okay, fucking... okay, there's some difficulties in our studio. I'll be right back. You know, drinking at home is all fun and games, but like... after drinking in, like, 2 years with, like, no pants on, like, you know, like, drinking time becomes fucking no pants hour. And, like, if you turn up to a fucking house party like that, fucking, there's no recovering from that. Your fucking social cred is in the fucking gutter. unless you can fucking pivot it so you become the fucking, like, what, fucking lewd, rude, nude dude. You can't fucking...
oh, fuck that.
You can't do it.
Dude, you remember we used to go to school with this guy called fucking Callum, Chromie Hawk? He was that fucking nude, rude dude, man, but like, as soon as he would take off his clothes, man, he would complain that somebody hid his clothes, and he would walk around the party like, with his fucking hand on his fucking junk, dude, fucking complaining like, guys.
That's because like, okay, so, first tip for a house party, if you take off your clothes, someone will hide it, because like, that's fucking obviously free real estate right there. Like, someone's gonna fucking, they could burn it, they fucking throw it in a bonfire, like, you know, anything goes when it fucking leaves your body. I have actually been to a house party in high school where someone did, like, I was fucking, like, going through my bag, fucking looking for stuff, and like, someone just fucking stripped off, like, fucking right next to me in their fucking underwear, and they were like, hey, dude, and fucking look, made eye contact with me, and I was like,
what the fuck?
Hey.
Did we explain what this episode was about? I don't remember. Did we do that?
Yeah. We got into it. Oh, okay. It's we're doing house party etiquette. You know, just to get the ease people back in to house parties. You know,
to society, right? You know, make sure that everybody is reintegrated properly and everybody has the correct amount of social lubrication required to you know, just vibe out, dude.
It's the foundation of fucking society is house parties. Like, you can't fucking, like, fucking histories be made in house parties.
Oh yeah, dude. Animal House, basically a documentary. Yeah, right. Everyone knows that.
I've never actually seen Animal House. I heard it's like it's aged quite a bit. Like, I don't know if it's still fucking holds up.
Yeah, I haven't watched Animal House either, but I know that Jim Belushi's in it. My boy, Jim Belushi. Belushi, rest in peace, dude. Fucking best guy. Number one homie from Blues Brothers, man. My favorite, or my third favorite movie.
Oh, yeah, you got, didn't you have, like, fucking Blues Brothers on Laserdisc or something?
I had it on VHS, man. So when I was a kid, the only thing I had growing up was the Star Wars trilogy on VHS.
Oh shit, I had that. Did you have the fucking silver box set with fucking Vader on it?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, fuck. There was and they had like the fucking 20th Century Fox special edition where they had the fucking interview George Lucas and he had that fucking neck waddle, dude. Like a fucking turkey.
His fucking neck waddle like a turkey? Like what?
He was like 30 at the time, man, and he still had this fucking neck, bro.
God, sci-fi takes it out of you. Like, dude, it fucking drains your soul.
Science fiction is very stressful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many, like, fucking George Lucas in his office, like, fuck. Oh, God, it's 1975. Oh, what am I gonna... Okay, hold on. I'm gonna invent a race of fucking alien people called Twi'leks who have fucking tentacles for fucking head boobs, and they're a race of fucking French hookers that travel the galaxy, and their men are nowhere to be found except in fucking cine sex dungeons for fucking slug men, right? George Lucas did this, by the way, right? This is George Lucas's fault that we have these fucking sexy noodle-headed fucking Twi'lek fucks, okay? And they all have French accents, by the way.
Do they? I've never noticed they have French accents before.
Yeah, in the TV show, they all have French accents.
Wait, there's a TV show? Like, the fucking Clone Wars TV show?
Yes, dude, in Clone Wars, all the fucking Twi'leks have fucking French accents. What about that, George Lucas? What are you trying to tell us, man? Explain yourself.
I don't think he can explain himself. I think he was too fucking, like... He was too overtaken by the fucking cash flow. It fucking possessed him.
I mean, you know, if all that money opened as many doors as it did for George Lucas and fucking Luke Skywalker and Carrie Fisher and shit and Han Solo the Carpenter, man, like, I would have done cocaine 24/7 too, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that fucking Mark Hamill's nose is fucked up, dude, because all he did was, in between the fucking ROTJ, was fucking start a fuck ton of coke.
No doubt that every person on that cast fucking did, like,
oh my god. Fucking their body weight. Fucking Harrison Ford didn't fucking roll 8 balls daily, bro. Come on, man.
But like, okay, so I'm going to pivot back to house parties.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I think, like, how do you think the podcast should go? It should be like a rule, like we'll do like one rule per episode, or like have like a corner where we fucking like role play like different scenarios and shit.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Maybe if you're gonna approach this as an episodic kind of project, maybe what you should do is you should list out perhaps the different stages of joining a party, right? So, you know, maybe you should have a section on arriving at the party. Should you arrive at the time that was indicated by the invitation? Should you arrive an hour later? Should you arrive 3 hours later? And if you do arrive 3 hours later, what you should bring with you at that time. Right?
Yeah.
So perhaps different sections, and maybe the section following that could be what to do when the music is playing. What should you do? You know, every party is different, but you should learn how to adapt to your situation, right?
Yeah, because I think, like, I wrote down that the most important, most crucial thing is the fucking vibe check. Like, I think, like, episode one should be the fucking vibe check. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, because, like, you have to know what kind of party it is. Because, like, true. You can't just that fucking, like, okay, so, like, picture, you're at a fucking fancy ass party. People are in fucking, like, you know, ball gowns and fucking suits and shit, and like,
oh shit,
you can't fucking bust in there with a fucking box wine and start fucking, like, chugging that shit. Like, you can't do it. You can't take the fucking plastic bag out of that box wine and fucking slap it so it fucking pours faster. Like, you can't do that at a fucking fancy ass party. So you have to do a vibe check, you know.
That's right, dude. That is definitely right.
Fucking leave that in your trunk if it's fucking too fancy.
Right, dude. Assess the situation. Find out if champagne is on tap at the locale, and if it is, then you change your strategy, right?
Yeah.
Dude. You and I have been kicked out of a few parties, man. That's for sure.
Fuck, I don't know.
Remember, like, we went to fucking Alice's house?
Okay, so...
That was the fucking saddest shit I've ever seen in my entire life, dude.
That was because, like, we were... Okay, so we had the idea that there was a fucking party going down, but we fucking got, like, denied at the front door. So that was fucking saddest moment of my life.
Dude, hold on. Let's just say you and I, right? We were the uninvited parties as the fucking the rude dudes party machine, right? We were on there. We were there with the homies, right? People were saying, like, oh, dude, Alice is having a party, man. But only six people can come. We were like, fuck that shit, dude. We're here, fucking. We're here, bro. Fucking, we don't give a shit. Fuck that. And we showed up, right? Yeah, the bouncer kicked us out. She said, oh, no. My mom says only five people can come over.
Yeah, I feel like that's how we should start, like, an episode. Like, we have, like, a fucking past experience, like, what happened, and, like, when's a fucking appropriate time to fucking gate crash a party or fucking, like, party crash some shit? Because, like, I feel like one of my memories of fucking crashing a party was fucking getting drunk. Okay, so whoever's listening to this, this is not a fucking good idea. I'm not a fucking role model. So, like, okay, so I was getting drunk at a playground, right? I was fucking
okay. Great. Great, like, unincriminating.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, 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 yeah. This is pure fiction. Okay, so, like, you know, you had abs some shots. I was on, like, one of those fucking, like, rocking horses things going back and forth. I was falling over, yelling, like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking party.
You know what it's like, dude.
Then they may have been a swimming pool nearby, and I may have been told to fucking leave. And but, like, I was told there was a fucking party nearby. And I went for it. It was a fucking pool party. I didn't actually have any, like, fucking swimming clothes, so, like, I fucking, like, it just was in my underwear, but, like, yeah, like, is that appropriate? Is that, like, you know, from possibly, is that, like, the fucking cool party etiquette people use now?
What is appropriate? Sorry, I misunderstood the question. Did you say crashing a party, a pool party, would be inappropriate?
Yeah, like, is that appropriate? Like, I feel like I just kind of, like, if I can camouflage myself into the party, but, like, is that, like, should we be advocating
okay,
for that?
Okay, so let's break this down, like, perhaps in a more segmented view. So you're saying, or you're asking, rather, if crashing a party in the manner that you attended is inappropriate. So question one would probably be, what was the age range for the party that you attended? Was it similar to your age range, above or below?
No. Like, it was just like it was people from my high school.
Okay, so that's, you know, that's definitely grounds for admission, dude. Not necessarily crashing, but...
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
like,
you have an in, right? You have a way in, definitely.
Yeah, it wasn't a random party. It was, like, you know, people I knew and stuff. That was actually the same party where someone did make eye contact with me and, like, strip off all their clothes. That is...
okay.
I may have left shortly after that.
So, yeah, that's fair game, dude. You know, it was people that you knew, right? You know, you were invited. You made yourself invited. Fuck it. So what happened when you showed up? What was the deciding factor that you would enter the party? Or you had made yourselves known, at least, to the party goers?
I mean, like, if it's, like, high school party, like, you can just blame someone else that you were fucking invited. Like no one can fucking prove that shit, that you fucking weren't invited.
Yeah, dude, just say, like, some shit like, oh, hey, Abyssinia, oh, sorry, yeah, for crashing your party. I mean, I was invited by fucking Tamara, so, you know, no biggie. It's okay. By the way, I brought some Coors Light. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, no, like, it doesn't matter, like, even if you don't fucking know anyone. Like, if you had, like, a fucking, like, if you have beer, you could just, that's a fucking... a one-way invitation to get into that party. It'd be like, fuck, I was just, like, in the neighborhood, and I just had this fucking entire case of fucking Coors Light. Dude, just fucking here hanging out.
Dude, who can say no, man? The admission, okay, right. Let's say, hypothetically, right, if you are 13 or 14 or 15 or 16 even, first of all, you should not be listening to this podcast, right, first of all. Second of all, probably the best way of gaining entry, right, is to bring a peace offering, like a Trojan horse, but make sure, right, you do not get separated with your peace offering, or your gift to the party, as it were. Can you confirm?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Also, show up very intoxicated, and talk to the host very rudely, so they know you mean business, and you're here to party for real.
Okay,
that's
okay,
how you,
okay.
You know.
But that's assuming you know who the host is, because, like...
Even if you don't know who they are, just be fucking rude to them, dude, all the time. Just fucking say mean shit about them, or their parents, or their mom, or their sister, whatever. Just be like, fucking very unlikable, then they'll have to let you in, so they don't...
God, like, that's, okay, so, like, I've been to some parties where I have actually argued with the parents about fucking, like, giving someone bread. Like, they were fucking throwing up... I'm super drunk, and like their like mom came out and was like, "Yeah, let's get some fucking like bread in you." And I was like, "That's not gonna fucking sober you up."
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Ramirez, dude. I understand that you have about at least 25 years above my station, but shut the fuck up, dude. Give this man another beer.
But yeah, I did shortly leave the party after that. So like, I feel like that's gonna be the end of most of my stories. So like, I was like, at least. Okay, so when's the time to leave a house party? Because I feel like that's important. Because I feel like you never want to overstay your welcome. Unless you're fucking throwing up, and then that's fucking... No, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I think if you're throwing up, the answer is either you leave immediately, or you have to stay the night, because you're fucked.
But that brings up a very important point. When leaving the party, make sure you're not currently throwing up. Because I've made that mistake. There may have been some whole food on someone's carpet. I may have thrown up in someone's sink, and I'm sorry. But fuck, I need to fucking escape that situation.
Dude, once I was in a situation like that, I was very intoxicated at a party that I didn't know anybody at. And I was just watching, like, fucking ice hockey on TV with a bunch of people, and I was like, man, this is fucking weird, dude. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I left the party, past the beer pong table, right? And I found this fucking waste paper basket by the elevator. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I have to throw up right fucking now. And I grabbed the waste paper basket, and I fucking threw up into it. It was, like, made from a design that had a bunch of holes in it. Like, it was, like, a wicker basket almost designed, but made from plastic, so...
Oh my god.
It had a lot of holes, so I just...
Did it fucking spray out the holes?
So I just fucking threw up in this fucking basket, bro. And all the fucking puke just went through the holes, man, and all over the carpet. So I just fucking... I was just like, fuck, dude, that's fucked up, man. And I just fucking left it there and fucking left.
Okay, so... we may have to, I don't know if we're qualified to, like, do this podcast, because, like, we have a lot of experience, but, like, can we give the right information?
It doesn't matter if this is fucking right experience or not, dude. Experience is experience. Are you gonna, okay, so, dude, if you're telling me, right, if you're playing World of Warcraft, right, let's say, like, as, you know, we're just imagining, right, play pretend, right, we're using your imagination. If we play World of Warcraft, right? Would you, right, say as a level 11 wizard, right, who specced into undead for some reason, would you listen to another, like, level 14 dude? Or would you listen to, like, a level 11, like, Tauren Chieftain or some shit called Illodin Stormrager or some shit? Or, like, fucking Beefcock Tornado Tits. Like, would you listen to him? Like, he's got some fucking status. Or, like... the level 11 dude who was like,
yeah, dude, you should just kill boars for their pelts for like 14 hours a day and you'll make great money.
Wait, are you saying we have fucking house party status of like that we have like some fucking gravitas to talking about the situation?
Yeah, dude, I mean, like, experience is experience. No matter what, you can fucking commit to memory, right? But like,
I feel like maybe this should be this podcast should be an example of things you shouldn't do at a party. It's like, I tried it out. I fucking did it. Fucking don't do that shit.
That's true, dude. We have a lot of those too.
I do have a note on fucking wine crimes. Like,
sorry, was
like,
that mind crimes?
No, wine crime.
Oh, sorry, wine crime.
Yeah, but like, in my personal experience, if you're at a house party, like, fucking, if someone's snooty about wine, just fucking slap it out of their hands. Fuck, like, it may be a wine crime to fucking mix that shit with Diet Coke, but fuck, if you're into that shit, fucking do it. Like, I may have mixed fucking gin with coffee, and it may have been one of the worst experiences of my life, but, like, fuck.
Hold on, wait, at least I did it. Wait, one second. I gotta pee again. Hello? Is Ollie there? No? Okay, well, I better fucking chug these beers as fast as I can. Okay. You know what's really, really attractive right now? And not is only attractive, but is very, very hot right now.
What's hot right now?
Hold on, what were we talking about before? Sorry, I literally forgot what we were talking about. What were you talking about previously?
You didn't have anything to get with that? You
just No, I did, but I actually forgot, though. What was the story you were telling previously? It'll come to me.
Oh, that you can mix whatever you want with whatever you want. Because, like, fuck, like, don't take bullshit from anyone. Like, if you want to mix wine with Diet Coke or fucking coffee with Coke or, like, mix, like, you know, like, all kinds of weird shit, like, fucking go for it.
I was gonna say humility. Never mind then. Never mind.
I was going for the fucking opposite of humility. I was like, fuck, if you want to do like any kind of fucking diabolic shit, whatever you're mixing, just fucking go for it. Cause like, in house parties, it's fucking no man's land. Fucking anything goes.
Dude. Anything goes, dude. Dude. Also, if you're drinking with people, 95% of them are not gonna know what the fuck you're drinking. You could just make up shit. You might have a Corona in your hand, but you can just say like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, yes, this Corona? No. I actually bought these Coronas for myself, dude. These are very special Mexican Coronas, okay?
Fucking premium. Fucking the most premium fucking shit. Don't touch these Coronas. Fucking 5 times the price of regular Coronas.
Yeah, you know how much I have to pay for these fucking Coronas, right? Just so I can get that fucking Mexican beach vibe? Don't even talk to me.
I feel like what we should talk about in this podcast, I mean this podcast series, is like what you should be able to talk about in a party situation, because like people might forget like what's allowed to talk at a party. Like is it really okay to talk about the weather, or like, you know, should you really bring up your messy divorce, or like, oh, you know, geez, Karen, you didn't even know you fucking shanked your parole officer just before you came to the party. Like, you know, like what are you into? Like, what should you talk about?
Okay, first of all, weather is a great topic, because even if somebody reprimands you, right, this happened to me before, you can, what is the name? You can use your enthusiasm to really reiterate the weather question, right? So here's the example. God, I'm so fucking sniffly. Okay, so me and my buddy, we went to, like, fucking Edmonton, right? Or AKA, also known as Deadmonton. Don't fucking go there.
Wait, does anyone call it fucking Deadmonton, or is that just...
Oh, dude, everybody calls it Deadmonton. Everybody calls it Deadmonton. Ever since that guy, right? Okay, there was a dude, right, on a Greyhound bus, right, who was fucked up on some kind of fucking meth or some shit.
Has there been anyone who's been on a fucking Greyhound bus and not been on meth? Like, I feel like that fucking, dude, that just goes together.
I'm about to tell you a fucking horrible story, right? This dude, he was methed out, right? Fentanyl up to his fucking eyeballs, right? This guy was high on drugs, and he fucking killed somebody on a fucking Greyhound bus.
Excuse me?
Dude, he cut off his fucking head on the bus.
Oh, wait, holy shit. Is this podcast gonna be fucking evidence to court? Are we gonna... Are we going to pivot to
Okay, so let me tell you even something more fucked up, right? This dude who cut off the guy's head on a fucking bus, right? He was obviously fucked up and out of control. They released him they released him several years later, saying that he was fucking reformed. How the fuck can you reform somebody who was fucking literally decapitated another human being on public transit, bro? Who the fuck made this decision, man? This guy's a fucking murderer, bro, and he fucking cuts people's heads off and shit, bro. Don't let him on the fucking bus, man. Right? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Okay, so, like, the Greyhound bus is kind of a middle ground where anything goes. So, I can understand the light sentence.
International waters.
Yeah, because, like, if it was outside of the Greyhound bus, fuck, you know, like, lock him up for life. But, like, if it was inside the Greyhound bus, like, yeah, I understand. You know, like, it was probably reasonable, the situation.
Jesus Christ, dude. Can you imagine, like...
God, yeah. No, don't decapitate anyone at a party.
Dude, obviously. Party foul, dude. Any severing of any limbs, decapitation or otherwise, digits included, party foul.
Unless you're playing that knife game and there's fucking money on the table and it's like, you know, when they stabbing it between like your fingers and you know, you have to get it faster and faster, you know, like sometimes obviously. Like, you know, you gotta go for it if you need like money for the next beer.
Yeah, you know, if you are intoxicated, if you do say, oh yeah, dude, I'll fucking do it, and somebody is holding a fucking knife next to you, that's technically consent, right? For you to fucking get your fingers chopped up and shit. So just be careful, dude. No matter how many fucking Bud Lights and shit you've drunk in, do not fuck with a guy, man, who has had the same amount of beers as you, and is also holding a fucking Bowie knife, saying he knows how to do the fucking knife finger game, okay?
I feel like... If we're gonna do a podcast about house parties, we have to get close to the source. So we have to, like, interview people, like, fucking at parties, be fucking ground zero at, like, what you can do and what you can't do. Because this shit changes, you know. So I did interview people at a social gathering.
Right.
Nice. With all the precautions, you know. But, like, I did fuck up the recording, though. I was too fucking blasted. I didn't, like, fucking ground the microphone. Fuck. Like, I went for the recordings. They're all fucking just blank. It was fucked up. But...
I can't believe you were so drunk at a fucking... At a fucking party where you want to record some, like, some people's fucking interviews and shit. Yeah, drunk to operate the fucking microphone.
It was the last fucking quarter of that party. Like, it was like, we've already been through fucking, like, three quarters of the party, and it was the last bit, and I was like, yeah, fucking rip out this fucking tripod and this recorder and shit. Fucking let's get, like, the fucking, yeah, let's see what the fucking basis is in this fucking house party. Like, what people fucking feel that you shouldn't do. But yeah, I fucked it up. So I do vaguely remember what people were saying. So let's get into a little bit of that. I feel like the main topic that people brought up is like, don't throw up on people's stuff. Like, fuck, if you need to throw up, like, don't fucking keep it in the toilet. Or like, just fucking chill out.
Right. That's a good idea. Good, very good advice, actually. Like you said, if you need to throw up, if throwing up is inevitable, like you said, go to the toilet. The toilet is your best option, right? Least likely opportunity to clog a drain and cause more hassle than if you were to throw up into a shower, a bathtub, or a sink, right? Yeah,
from personal experience, like, the sink is not good. Like, I've thrown up in a kitchen sink and, like... You don't want to get fucking calls the next day about clogs. That's fucking not optimal.
Yeah.
But I did talk to Shoda about it. And I don't know if it was in the recording, but she suggested to alternate bathrooms. So, like, if you're throwing up in one bathroom and you still want to throw up, just fucking... If they have a fucking guest toilet or some other toilet, fucking move to that... Move that other toilet. Fucking, like, take turns throwing up in the toilets, you know? You don't want to fucking interrupt traffic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Fucking alternate it.
Okay. That's pretty good advice. I'm down with that advice.
Yeah. So I think that's solid advice. So I have another tip. Okay, so don't eat food in their fridge. Like, if food's outside of their fridge, right. That's, like, fucking right. Fair game. But, like, don't fucking rummage through their fridge. Because, like, personally, I've had some fucking, some bad times. Okay, so I've been at a party which the fridge has not been, like, fucking off limits. And, like, I have been fed raw bacon. That's not a fucking that's not a cool vibe. Okay, so I was at this party, and this girl fucking like was like, oh yeah, I'm just fucking snacking on this shit. Do you want some? And I was like, sure. And she fucking put some in my mouth, and I was like, what is this? And it's like, oh, I just found some fucking bacon in the fridge. Yeah, dude, it's like fucking, you know, it's the same thing as parma ham. It's whole fucking pork, dude. And I was like, that's not the same. My God. So yeah, that's my story. That I ate fucking raw pork.
Who the fuck was trying to feed you raw bacon, man? What the fuck?
I don't know. I've never met this person in my life, and I've never seen them again. But yeah, they fucking hand-fed me fucking raw pork. So that's why the fridge should be off limits. Like, yeah. 10 out of 10 advice.
Oh my God. How fucked up... Oh, first of all, that is obviously not a question, right, of somebody's intoxication. That is obviously somebody's poor judgment of morals to allow their child to consume raw bacon. They have not told their child anything different, that's okay, but, like, if you don't know, do not eat raw bacon. That's fucking not great for you, dude.
But, like, anything goes... We've already established that anything goes to the house party, but, like, don't touch the fridge. So, like, I think that's good. There's no risk of food poisoning if you just never go near the fridge.
And also, when somebody inevitably does go to the fridge and starts, you know, hankering for a snack and they eat their fucking mom's spaghetti or some shit, you can say, like, no, dude, sorry, it wasn't me, man. I was there by the bar making daiquiris.
Yeah.
I don't have time to eat your mom's bologna.
If someone does offer you food at a house party, just, like... make sure it's not raw bacon. That's my fucking, my pro tip.
I can't believe somebody tried to feed you raw bacon.
No, they didn't feed it to me. I fucking ate it. I was like, oh yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Wow, is that ham? Is that some kind of Spanish ham? No, it's just raw bacon.
They were like, don't worry, dude. I've been to a party before and fucking ate it. It's fucking same thing. It's fucking charcuterie board, fucking this bacon. Yeah, it's fucking, it's good to go.
What the fuck? So, did you have any ideas for, like, a name for this kind of episodic podcast about drinking or party etiquette? Anything that you thought might be a good, like, attention-grabbing headline or... branding option, you know?
Fuck, I didn't really think about it. Fucking, you can't really go with, like, don't eat the bacon, or, like...
Perhaps, due to the nature of listening to a podcast, maybe perhaps you want something that is not necessarily going to attract people who are already intoxicated, but you're probably going to want to attract people to listen to this podcast who are potentially thinking about attending a party... and would be intoxicated and are looking for said advice about their intoxication and the kind of behaviors that they should display at said social events once reintegrating into a post-corona, sorry, Backstreet Boys reunion tour society, right?
I feel like we have to get into, like, what people are gonna fucking Google. So, like, you know, like, when people get, like, fucking... going again, like, they're gonna fucking open a Google and type in, like, what to do at party, and then, like, you know, what are people gonna search for? Sort of, like, party don'ts, fucking party do's. Uh-huh. Like, like, I feel like we need to be the fucking top search bar situation.
I have to pee. What were you saying? You said you had an idea for the name, right?
So maybe, like, four beer state of mind. I mean, like, maybe people want to drink, like, some four beers and go out. Like,
or maybe a four, like, beer state of mind.
Maybe a four beer reunion tour.
What if there are the kind of demographic that's not necessarily consume up to four beers regularly, but are more willing to consume say perhaps 8 glasses of rosé in an evening. What do you think about that? We need a more appealing title, I think, for that kind of drinker, you know?
Yeah, but I think at that point, it's not like per glass. It's probably like maybe per bottle. So it's maybe like a you kind of like you drink two bottles of wine and you're coasting and you're like, yeah, I could do a party
after 2 bottles of wine by yourself.
I mean, like, it's a time period when making this podcast. I feel like 2 bottles of wine by yourself is acceptable. Because, like, you know, you're on Zoom. You're probably Zoom, like a couple other people, you know, like, you're just chilling.
Okay, what about, beer me, beer you. There's kind of an exchange, a kind of social agenda going on here where if you beer me, I will beer you, if you understand my drift.
Is that a thing, like fucking cross arms, chug beers?
What?
Mutual beer destruction? No, that's not, that's fucked up.
Mutual beer destruction?
We don't go to parties anymore. House party.
How do we make ourselves sound like professionals, dude, in this very competitive industry?
Is this a competitive industry? Like,
fucking better be, dude. I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of anybody else who fucking comes nearby, dude, with an idea very similar to ours.
I don't know the fucking word on the street of the fucking house party podcast scene.
What about partying? The layman's guide to fucking getting fucked up.
I'm into it. Fuck it, layman's guide to getting fucked up.
Oh shit, that works out too, dude. Good morning and welcome to layman's guide to getting fucked up.
Yeah, layman's guide to fucking partying down. Fucking getting fucked up.
Episode 1. Bring your beers, bring your bro chachos. It's the introduction to Original Party Fouls, episode 2. Top dang things you should not shove up your ass. Oh shit, dude. Well, it sounds like we got a name, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, fine.
Can we top that into iTunes? Are we gonna get fucked over? Can you put fucked up in the title?
Well, yeah. Sure, why not? Who's stopping us? Fucking Steve Jobs? Fuck that guy, dude. What has Steve Jobs done for me in the past 5 years?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's right, dude. He's fucking done absolutely fucking nothing because he died. He's dead, dude. Steve Jobs is dead. And he literally has not done a single thing to fucking iTunes since his departure from the mortal realm.
But I mean, like, yeah, maybe that's why iTunes is so messed up. They wanted to fucking make, like, fucking... They wanted to immortalize it, dude.
God damn. If you're listening to this fucking podcast right now on iTunes, please do us a fucking favor and uninstall that goddamn piece of shit.
No, but please download our podcast just before you uninstall it so we get... Or maybe leave us a review before you uninstall it.
Don't even do that, dude. Just fucking go right-click... Uninstall fucking iTunes. Am I right or am I right, dude?
I feel like this is gonna be the last episode of Witchcast, because like I think like fucking iTunes is gonna fucking remove this podcast. They're fucking gonna like they're gonna pick up on these words of like fucking.
Who's the other guy, man, that took over Steve Jobs' job?
Yeah,
Steve Curry. Fuck him, man. He doesn't even play basketball. Great. Fuck this guy, dude. Why the fuck? I think that's it. Sorry,
yeah, I think that's all we wrote on Layman's Guide to Getting Fucked Up.
If there's any option for just being horribly intoxicated every episode, dude, I'm down, dude. Let's make it. Yeah. I'm ready.
I think we'll have to put it in the guidelines, just like how many beers you should drink before you do this podcast, if anyone's going to like take over us.
I mean, if you're like me, the answer is 7 beers minimum. But I know not everybody can handle such girth.
The power.
You know that I take drinking very, very seriously. Alcohol is more than just a recreational decision. It is
a lifestyle.
It's serious business, and that's why Indeed. We need to do this podcast, so people understand the etiquette that goes along with it. Because, like, fuck, that there are rules. It's getting fucked
up.
That
is true. All we want to do is explore the do's and don'ts of your average party goer, right?
Yeah.
And we just want to impart our recreationally accumulated knowledge about said fields, right?
Yeah, the art of getting fucked up.
Yes, dude. Oh my god, the art of getting fucked up! There we go. Fuck whatever name we had before, dude. That's a way better name, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's it. We're done.
We did it. We fucking slam dunked it.
That's a podcast, baby.
Yeah, that's a podcast.
Oh, fuck yes.
Cue the music.
Oh, yes, dude. I can fucking hear the intro music play right now. Shit, yeah. Dude.
The art of getting fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Well, shit, dude. Okay, well, I guess we'll see you in the next episode of The Art of Getting Fucked Up.
Yeah, we'll cancel this podcast, and then we'll just streamline tips on how to get fucked up.
Yes, dude, get the bottles out. Dude, I'm ready.
Yeah, fucking let's get the bottles out now to fucking celebrate it.
Oh, yes, dude. Come on, let me crack a cold one open right fucking now, okay. Bro.
See you guys. Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.